Okay, we continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Peah, and today we're learning parak Vav, Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So says the Mishnah, Shnei Omrim Shicha. If you have two bundles, the Mishnah is telling us the number of bundles that can become Shicha. Meaning, at a certain point, you say that it's so many you haven't really forgotten them. You're obviously going to go back for them. So if you have two bundles, that is Shicha. Ushlosha Einan Shicha. But three bundles is not going to be considered Shicha. Shnei Tzibori Zesim. If you have two piles of olives, the charuvin or of buxer of carobs, shicha, that is considered shicha. Shlosha ein shicha, but three is not considered shicha. Shnei hutzani pishtan, two stalks of flax, shicha is shicha. Shlosha ein shicha, and three stalks of flax is not going to be considered shicha. If you look at Tosfos Mikivegri, points out va'afim echon mehem yoser mi dalet kavin, even if one of them is more than dalet kavin, because the sfirle. Meaning, it's an interesting thing. We're saying that three is not going to be shicha. What if one of those three was not shicha anyway, on account of its size? Meaning, Rabbi Kivegra points out, we said previously that if you have something that's four kavin large, then it's not going to, and all the rest of the bundles are one kav, then it's, the four kav one is not shicha anyway. So can that be, the one that's not shicha anyway, be mitzarif that two, that, with two that otherwise would have been shicha, to make up three that are not going to be shicha now? So he says, yeah, it can be, meaning even though this it wasn't eligible to be shicha because it was ready for kavan anyway, if there are another two bundles that are of a normal size that together with this one that's not shicha anyway, now none of them are going to be to be shicha. That's what Rabbi Kivegra points out. V'imkeinah omer hazeh af im hayu levado eino shicha, even if it were alone it wouldn't be shicha, mikol makom it's starting from a base omer machirim lodonam v'chal shlosha, but it still is mitzvah for the other two to make up three, which in fact would make none of them shicha. Shnei gargarim peret, if you have two grapes of peret, meaning the single grapes that fall off of the cluster is what's called peret, that also is a matnas aniyim. Ushlosha einim peret, but if you have three single grapes, then it's not peret. Shnei shibolim leket, ushlosha einim leket, if you have two stalks that come off that are dropped when you're harvesting, that is leket. But if you have three stalks that are dropped when you're harvesting, then it's not leket. Elu kedivrei beis hillel. That's beis hillel shita, that it's all about two versus three, that when it's two, it's still within the realm of that which is forgotten and that which is the matnas aniyim, but when it's three, it's not the matnas aniyim anymore, it's not considered forgotten. But val kulam beishameh, or beishameh gives different numbers. He says, shlosha laaniyim rabba lebal habayis, that if it's three, then it's still within the realm of that which goes to the aniyim, and only if it's four, then it goes to the Baal HaBayis. The Tosfos on Sheshem just points out that we changed the lashon here. Instead of saying shlosha is shicha and arba is ein shicha, we say shlosha la aniyim. And he says the reason shina b'lashono kedei shlo laharich lefari shicha peret v'leket, because we didn't only give examples of shicha in the Mishnah, we also gave examples of peret, of how many single grapes have to fall off to be peret, how many single stalks have to fall down to be leket, and they're all the same numbers. So instead of having a long Mishnah that says all of these words, that if you have three, then it's leket and peret and shicha, it just says laniyim, then it is still within the matnas aniyim. But if you have four, then it's lebal habayis, then it's not considered to be the matnas aniyim anymore, it's considered to be something that belongs to the bal habayis. If you look at the Bar Tanura, he says, hey, look at the very Beis Hillel, what's the basis of this machlokas between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel? Why does the Beis Hillel hold that the numbers are two and three, and Beis Shammai holds the numbers are three and four? So each one looks at a different pasuk. The Beis Hillel is based on the pasuk in Vayikra Yotes, La'ani v'la'ger tazovosam, chad la'ani v'chad la'ger harei shnayim. So two, because it mentions ani and ger, so that tells me that two is included in the matnas aniyim. And Beis Shammai says three, why? Because he looks at a pasuk in Devarim Chavdalit, la'ger li'yasum la'almana yiyeh. So that's three that are for aniyim. There's la'ger, there's li'yasum, and there's li'almana. So that's the basis for the sheet of the Beis Shammai. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Rishonah, quotes this drasha that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are each looking at different pasukim. And he says, but I understand, why would one pick one pasuk and the other one pick the other pasuk? I mean, there are two words in Beis Hillel's pasuk, three words in Beis Shammai's pasuk, but why would Beis Hillel not say Beis Shammai's pasuk and Beis Shammai not say Beis Hillel's pasuk? So he says, I get Beis Shammai, he's following the pasuk in Mishnah Torah, and Mishnah Torah is always meant to be to elaborate and to explain more clearly. So Beis Shammai maybe wasn't sure which pasuk to follow, so he takes the one that's more machmir, and to say that the three goes to aniyim is more machmir, because safek leket is leket, that's being more machmir. But what's the basis for Beis Hillel? Why would Beis Hillel choose a pasuk in Vayikra and not the pasuk in Sefer Devarim? So says the Mishnah Rishona, it must be that Beis Hillel holds that if it only would have said la'ani v'lager and not lager liyosum l'almana, we would assume that it's a gzeres hakasuv that in an entire field you could only have shichad and leket if there are two omrim in the entire field, since they fell together, and it wouldn't matter whether they fell together or whether they fell at great distance from each other, that would be the limit, that there's only a maximum of two for the entire field that could go la'aniyim. But now that one pasuk has an indication of the number two and the other pasuk has an indication of the number three, so it's a stira between them, so maybe it's coming to tell me that shtayim b'mechunas u'shlosh b'mefuzar, that if you have in one swing of the sickle to harvest, that two stalks fall, so then that's going to be leket. But you can have more than that in the entire field. If they're spread out, then you can have three that are leket. I mean, it's just in that one bundle, only two will be leket. Same with shichcha. If you forget two bundles, that could be shichcha in one spot. But if you happen to forget another bundle in another area of the field, that could also be shichcha. So that's what he says. V'kra demar b'shlosha, haynu shemufuzar, sheruchokim zemizah sholosh, nami la'anim, v'adin yoser. And he says that once we say it's three, it's not just three, meaning once they're scattered around, we're saying that these numbers don't apply. If they're not in a single area and they're scattered all over the field, then there is no upper limit to what can be shichcha as long as it's scattered about. So that's how Beis Hillel teaches up the pesukim. That's how Beis Hillel learns the pesukim. That the pasuk that indicates two, that's telling me the definition of shichcha in a single location. The pasuk that tells me three, that's telling me that you could have way more than that. That's shichcha throughout the entirety of the field. Mishnah Vav, Homer Sheish Bo Sasayim. If you have a bundle that has two sa'a in it and you forgot it, then that's not going to be considered shichcha. And the Bartanura says, because the pasuk says lo soshav lekachto omer shatiyachol agbiu kulukachas velosei sosol ksefo yatzazeh shel sasayim shiyatiyachol agbiu kulukachas, that has to be a bundle that you can lift up all at once, and if it's sasayim, it's so big that it wouldn't be liftable all at one time, and therefore it's not considered to be shichcha. Now the Tosfos Yontov explains that why is it that you can't lift the sasayim at one time, because of its bulk and not because of its weight. He said mepresha nefach meruba, that's why you're not able to be machbia. And he says vein nearly lefarish mepne kovdo, I don't think it's because of its weight, because darabaseinu shokla avanim sheikimu begilgal ishechad al shichmo mitzo mishkol kalechad arboim sa'a, because they were able to lift things at certain points in history that were 40 sa'a large, so it wouldn't be on account of its weight, it must be on account of its bulk and rather than its weight. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Shnei Omrim Behem Sosayim, if you have two bundles and they are two Sa'ar, Rav Gamliel Omer Lebalabayis, Rav Gamliel says that is not Shecha, the Balabayis gets to keep it, V'cham Mom La'anim, V'cham say that the Anim, it is Shecha, the Anim get it. Omer Rav Gamliel, so Rav Gamliel says, V'chim Erova Omrim, Yofi Koch Shel Balabayis, Uhura Kocho, when you have more bundles, is that more likely to be something that is or isn't shichcha? Amar lo yofi kocho, certainly that's more likely to be something that's not shichcha. That will it should enhance the balabayis' chances of being able to keep it. Just like we said previously that two bundles is not shichcha, is shichcha, but three is not shichcha. Three the balabayis gets to keep. So the more you have, the more of a chance that the balabayis should get to keep it. So why is it that when it's shnei omrim v'hem sasayim, so all of a sudden the chamar gonna say it's laniyim, when it's only one omer and it's a sasayim, it goes to the balabayas. Why when it's more bundles, should it be more to the aniyim? Samalahem. So he said back to them, Umayim is manshu omer echru bososayim v'shacho enoshicha. Meaning Rabbi Gamliel makes his argument to the Rabbanan. If an omer, which is only one bundle that has two sa in it, and you forget it, that's not going to be shicha. It's too big to be shicha. Shnei amarim v'sosayim enodin shlo yeshicha. So when it's more bundles, it for sure should not be shicha. Amelo the Chavis said back to Rabbi Gamliel, lo marta b'omer echad shehu kigadish. Well, when it's one bundle, it's like a giant stack if it's two sa'a. Tomer b'shnei amarim shein kikrichos. But if it's two bundles that are a total of two sa'a, then those are two normal size bundles, and therefore would still be within the realm of shicha. I mean, if you want to bring me a kal v'chomer, tell me two bundles that are each sasayim would be an issue of shicha. But to tell me two bundles that are each one a sa'a, so that is classic shicha. If in total it's sasayim. One bundle that's sasayim is just too heavy to lift, and therefore would not be considered shicha. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Hey we learned that the numbers for shicha are, according to the Beis Hillel, two is shicha, two of anything is shicha, three of anything is not shicha, and according to the Shammai, three of anything is shicha, four of anything is not shicha, and they're each based on different psukim. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if you have a very bulky bundle that's sasayim, then it's not going to be shicha. But we had a machlokas. If you have two bundles that are together sasayim, if you have two bundles that are combined to sa'a, where it's machlokas, whether that is or isn't shicha, and there's reason to assume that even though it's more bundles, it's more likely to be shicha, since at least they are normal sized bundles. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin.